This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We mentioned a surprise move by a major retailer. It led to internet outrage, and I quite frankly couldn't believe it when I saw it, that there was outrage. But Costco is eliminating some items from their menu in their little restaurant in the store.
Oh. You mean like, well, they got the hot dog, they got the Polish dog, they got that chicken thing that looks delicious. They've got a couple other sandwich options. They're eliminating one of those?
The one that has led to the outrage is the Polish dog is coming off the menu. And the headline I saw is, fans are grieving and angry. They are replacing some of the menu items with healthier items.
Oh. So they're going to keep the hot dog, but get rid of the Polish dog.
I'm not sure. Well, it says you can still get the original hot dog and soda for $1.50. You
That's
also
all
notice
beef, man.
It's a great dog.
A
it
fruit is. Bowl, it's an organic dog. Burger, a plant-based protein salad. Now we're talking.
Plant-based salad. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Dude, if
plants.
I can
what?
Get that in the aisle way up the, you know, this is,
great.
I want something quick to eat.
More pre-made salads.
They're making a mistake with this.
Well, based upon the internet traffic they're getting, it sounds like people are outraged over this.
They'll never get rid of that dog, by the way.
They can't get rid of the hot dog.
They do that.
They can't do that.
Why is that?
Because the hot dog is such a hot dog itself is.
It's $1.50 and a large drink, man.
It's such a versatile food item that in terms of it just doesn't a pinch. Anytime I'm in a rush, when I want to eat something, a little something, I'll get a hot dog. You're at Home Depot, right? You're walking out of Home Depot. What do you see? You got that little hot dog stand. You know what? I'll have a hot dog. What is it? For $2 or whatever, it's perfect. Give me the dog. It's a small dog. Throw it down. It's like a Snickers. It really satisfies.
But the Costco one, you can't leave.
Costco one's a big one.
I mean, it takes strength to walk away from that after you've checked out and not get a dog.
Because it's just, it's a
that
good
line's
dog.
That line's longer.
Well, this, of course, surprises me that this has led to so much outrage. I would not think that this would be such a beloved food item at a Costco food court. But here's the question.
Easy, man.
Here's the question. What is the most unexpected place you came across great food?
Oh.
Like you couldn't believe it.
Well, there's one answer that's going to come through and through on the ticket text, I guarantee.
Okay.
And that is the Middle Eastern place at the gas station on 12 and Coolidge in Berkeley. That's going to come through loud and clear. And it's unbelievable that has awesome Middle Eastern food, and it really does. It's great. But for me, I will tell you this. Years ago, when I was a kid, I remember going to Kmart with my parents, or maybe with just my daddy would take the boys out and go grab some stuff there.
Yep.
And when we check out, after you checked out, they had like a little food area there, a little cafeteria. And they had these submarine sandwiches. That were so freaking good. It was just a normal sub sandwich, but they sliced the onions on them so damn thin. Nobody does it like Kmart did 30 years ago.
Really?
It was awesome. I really loved that Kmart sub.
We were talking with our orthodontist once.
Oh.
And he recommended Middle Eastern food at a gas station in Ann Arbor.
Oh.
At the corner of State and Eisenhower. There's a Shell station there. And basically his wife was out of town. And he was like, okay, look. So he was batching it. And he said he got the Middle Eastern food from this place. And he absolutely loved it. And recommended it highly. And my wife picked it up. And we couldn't believe how good it was. Gas station, Middle Eastern food. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Let's go to Bob in Brighton. Hi, Bob.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you this afternoon? Hey, listen, Gator, I swear on anything holy, man. I was calling in when Doug asked a question, and you were spot on. Nobody remembers back in the day. I'm only like 4 years older than you, Gator, but nobody remembered back in the day when you could go in a Kmart and they'd have those ham and cheese sliders that had those, like you said, the onion on them. And remember, Gator, when you could get them back in the tubular see-through plastic bag where they came in like fives, you get like five of them at a time. I swear to God, those nobody. I tell that story all the time about growing up, and nobody remembers Kmart sandwiches, but you would get like our after we'd get done shopping, our mom would get us a bag of those, and then some of their popcorn and a frozen Coke back in the day when they first started, and there's just absolutely nothing better than those Kmart sandwiches.
And they had the frozen Coke and the frozen cherry there as well. And I think we actually went as a family, or again, now it's been all four of us, but maybe my dad taking, maybe it was just the two of us going out, but we would, you know, get, maybe if I had to get a baseball mitt at MC Sporting Goods or whatever, or Dunham's or something like that, that was right on the street there. And like, hey, you want to get a Kmart sub? I'm like, yes.
Yeah. You'd go out of your way to go to Kmart just to get those stinking sandwiches.
It was so good.
Those are delicious.
Yeah,
they were.
We're talking about this because people are going nuts because Costco's getting rid of their Polish dogs in their little restaurant inside their stores. And, you know, it's, I'm not one that would ever, you've had them. You've had the Costco Polish dog. I have not.
I've had the hot dogs. I mean, I prefer the regular hot dog to a Polish dog.
But the point is, sometimes you come across great food in an unexpected place. When does it happen to you? 248-539-9797. Let's go to Ray in Detroit. What's up, Ray?
Hey, man, I was just listening to you guys. You got me cracking up. But that guy that just called, I used to always get the sub. The pack of fives ham sandwiches we didn't do, but those onions, like you say, on that was delicious. You can't find a sandwich. Nobody around here makes a sandwich as good as Kmart did, man. And
really?
There's some fond memories. Yeah, fond memories. And I had to get on the pony, the quarter ride pony. I had to do that before I left the store, too. So
it was
a, fun, guys.
Thank you. It was as if they shaved the onion on a mandolin or something like that. It was just so, they were so paper thin. They were delicious.
So are you saying that Kmart could have rode the wave of their sandwiches to success?
Maybe they could have.
Could still be a sustainable business model?
Maybe the blue light special should just been the submarine sandwich.
I got to tell you guys, the Ticketex has blown up with this Kmart sub sandwich. I've never had it. Maybe so, I was too young.
I don't know if they still do it.
Can we bid for the rights?
There's not even a Kmart around.
I was
going to
say, are they even Kmart still around?
I don't know what you're talking about. This sandwich sounds amazing, though. I got to try it.
Well, it's just delicious.
This is not what we expected, but if it's unanimous and there's people everywhere going off about the Kmart sandwiches, maybe we should open up the Kmart deli.
Well, maybe, man. It was like an Italian sub is basically what it was. It was like salami and ham or something like that and cheese. And it was the white cheese that like stuck to it. Was just, and the lettuce was like shredded lettuce. I think, I'm not sure if they had a tomato or not. Maybe tomato.
Did they have like
some peppers?
They have like a turkey?
I don't remember if there was turkey or not.
Okay.
But the onions is what I remember vividly.
Amen, Gator on the sub call from Kmart. Another one, I'm with Gator, the Kmart sub, delicious. Good call, Gator. Kmart subs were the best. The onion slices were unbelievable. That was from Norm. What's up with these onions? I love onions.
Everybody's going off about the onions.
So good. White onion. Shaved thin, man.
248-539-9797. Abraham in Dearborn, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Abraham.
Hey, I'm not a big fan of onions, but anyways, there's a gas station, a BP gas station on Ford Road in Dearborn between Miller and Wyoming. They have a burger joint, and I swear it's one of the best burgers in the world. You guys got to try it. Have you heard of it, Tasty's Burgers?
I have not.
I got introduced to this gas station 5 years ago. There was a place called Good Burger there, and then they made so much money, they opened up a big joint. They have two stores now, and now one of the guys who was there opened up a second one called Tasty's in the gas station, Tasty's Burgers. And if you don't like the burger, I'll pay for it, I promise. That's how good it is. And I'm not advertising, by the way. I just love their burger. Get the mushroom one. Mushroom Swiss, that's my favorite.
From A Deuce Man on Twitter, a Mexican restaurant inside a gas station on Michigan Avenue in Livernois called Las Cuzelas. It's amazing. I now go to the one in Melvindale, but the original got me hooked.
You know, I love Mexican food maybe more than any other ethnic food there is.
Do you?
I may have to make her drive.
Let's go to Carl in Sterling Heights.
Yes, hey guys. West Bloomfield Hospital, their hamburger with everything on it and their fries.
The Henry Ford Hospital in West Bloomfield?
Yes.
Yeah, that hospital it's really something. When they redid it and the renovations they've done, it's a beautiful atriumed area there, and they have a really, really nice cafeteria, food court type area.
Yes, they do.
Burger's the best, huh?
Yes, it is.
In the hospital.
Yeah.
In the hospital.
That is totally unexpected. Let's go to Brian in Ann Arbor. Hi, Brian.
Hey, guys. There is a not-so-nice-looking hotel that has a pretty bad reputation on the east side of Ann Arbor.
Okay.
And in it is a Thai restaurant called Siam Square. That it's the best Thai food in town. Doug, if you haven't been there, highly recommend. But okay. It's amazing.
That's interesting. So the hotel, shady. The restaurant, top-notch.
Amazing. South side of Washtenaw, right at 23.
All right. Thank you very much. 248-539-9797. Let's go to John in Flint. You're next. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. I'm sorry to bug you with this, but it was this place in Shelby Township, a small little dive Italian, like, grab-and-go place, and they had these subs that were rolled up called Spankies, and it was the most incredible sub ever. It was like pizza rolled up into a sub, and it was, oh my God, I'm thinking about it right now, and I'm just having memories of, I could cry right now. It was so good.
Wow.
Incredible.
These are important things, man. These are very, very important things.
And that Kmart sub, it was in the cellophane.
You can't get off the Kmart. You can't let it go.
Man, we should open up a Kmart again.
Now people are sending us locations of Kmart.
Are they? Do they still have that sub?
There's one in Clarkston, one in Clio, one up 75 by Lake Orion, apparently.
The most important part is, do they still have the sub?
That's the big thing. Yeah, I mean, the Kmart's one thing, but if they got the sub.
They got to have the onions.
It's all about the onions, man. You know you want to go.
I want to go. This is Kane Gator find a freaking Kmart that has the subs.
We don't have to get stoned to do it either. We can just go.
I can go. Can I go?
This is a ham sandwich,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's like ham and salami. It's a good thing.
They don't have turkey.
It's not the same.
It's not
I don't
the
know
same.
If they have
Unless
a
you're down with the other white meat, my friend.
Let's go to Lucas on a cell. What's up, Lucas?
The other way.
Hey, so... I was in Holly, and there's this place called AG's Market. It's a little wooden shack off of 75. You wouldn't expect to be anything, but I got their ribs one time, and they were absolutely the best ribs I've ever had.
In AJ's Mart, it's a shack?
Yeah, it's a little wooden hut type thing right off 75 on Grange Hall Road.
Interesting. The little wooden hut would sort of add to what I would imagine is the authenticity of the barbecue process, but...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.